A woman falsely accused of being drunk teaches the priests a thing or two about prayer in the Haftarah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah from 1 Samuel chapters 1 and 2.
Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
There was a man from Ramathaim of the Tzufites in the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Tzuf, an Ephraimite. He had two wives, one named Hannah and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah was childless. This man used to go up from his town every year to worship and to offer sacrifice to Adonai Tzevaot at Shiloh. Hophni and Pinchas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of Adonai there. One such day, Elkanah offered a sacrifice. He used to give portions to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters, but to Hannah he would give only one portion, though Hannah was his favorite, for Adonai had closed her womb. Moreover, her rival, to make her miserable, would taunt her that Adonai had closed her womb. This happened year after year. Every time she went up to the house of Adonai, the other would taunt her, so that she wept and would not eat. Her husband Elkanah said to her, "Hannah, why are you crying? Why aren't you eating? Why are you so sad? Am I not more devoted to you than 10 sons? After they had eaten and drunk at Shiloh, Hannah rose. The priest Eli was sitting on the seat near the doorpost of the temple of Adonai. In her wretchedness, she prayed to Adonai, weeping all the while, and she made this vow. "Oh, Adonai Tzevaot, if you will look upon the suffering of your maidservant and will remember me and not forget your maidservant, and if you will grant your maidservant a male child, I will dedicate him to Adonai for all the days of his life, and no razor shall ever touch his head." As she kept on praying before Adonai, Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah was praying with her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice could not be heard. So Eli thought she was drunk. Eli said to her, "How long will you make a drunken spectacle of yourself? Sober up!" And Hannah replied, "Oh no, my lord, I'm a very unhappy woman. I have drunk no wine or other strong drink, but I've been pouring out my heart to Adonai. Do not take your maid servant for a worthless woman. I've only been speaking all this time out of my great anguish and distress." "Then go in peace," said Eli, "and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked." She answered, "You are most kind to your handmaid." So the woman left, and she ate, and she was no longer downcast. Early the next morning, they bowed low before Adonai, and they went back home to Ramah. Elkanah knew his wife Hannah, and Adonai remembered her. Hannah conceived and at the turn of the year bore a son. She named him Samuel, meaning, "I asked Adonai for him." And when the man Elkanah and all his household were going up to offer to Adonai the annual sacrifice and his votive sacrifice, Hannah did not go up. She said to her husband, "When the child is weaned, I will bring him. For when he has appeared before Adonai, he must remain there for good." Her husband Elkanah said to her, "Do as you think best. Stay home until you have weaned him. May Adonai's word be fulfilled." So the woman stayed home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her along with 3 bulls, 1 ephah of flour and a jar of wine. And though the boy was still very young, she brought him to the house of Adonai at Shiloh. After slaughtering the bull, they brought the boy to Eli. She said, "Please, my lord, as you live, my lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you and prayed to Adonai. It was this boy I prayed for, and Adonai has granted me what I asked. I, in turn, hereby lend him to Adonai, for as long as he lives, he is lent to Adonai." And they bowed low there before Adonai. And Hannah prayed,
"My heart exalts triumph through the Lord. I gloat over my enemies. I rejoice in your deliverance. There is no holy like the Lord. Truly, there is none beside you. There is no rock like our God. Talk no more with lofty pride. Let no arrogance cross your lips. For the Lord is an all-knowing God. By him actions are measured. The bow of the mighty are broken, and the faltering are girded with strength. Men once sated must hire out for bread. Men once hungry hunger no more, while the barren woman bears 7, the mother of many years forlorn. The Lord deals death and gives life, cast down into Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He casts down, he also lifts high. He raises the poor from the dust, lifts up the needy from the dunghill, setting them with nobles, granting them seats of honor. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. He has set the world upon them. He guards the steps of his faithful, but the wicked perish in darkness. For not by strength shall man prevail. The foes of the Lord shall be shattered. He will thunder against them in the heavens. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give power to his king and triumph to his anointed one.
You've been listening to the voice of the prophet from the Block Coker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.